Hello, thank you for joining me once again for Giving 15. The title, I'll get to the title in just a second. As he so often does, my brother Timothy, has released a powerful, powerful word of encouragement. He titled it, Arise and Preside. And he says, recently I asked the Lord what his current word was to the church and nation. His answer was simple, yet impactful. Stay very focused. The saying, it's darkest just before dawn, certainly applies to our present times. Darkness is presenting itself in ways that are very challenging. The body of Christ must live our lives persevering and staying focused. We cannot allow this present darkness to blind our thinking. Rather, we must position ourselves to win one of the greatest battles our nation has ever been presented with. When I was a student at Christ for the Nations, Tim says, a guest speaker said something I wrote on the inside cover of my Bible. That Bible is on the shelf behind my desk to this day. The statement was, never doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. Awesome. I can't tell you how many times I've practiced that statement. In moments when I couldn't see my way forward, my faith would rise up and I would trust the promise of what God had shown me in the light. In dark times, remembering what God has said will keep the darkness from causing disillusionment. I found myself, Tim says, so grieved concerning the darkness rising in our nation. Wickedness and lies are being arrogantly promoted. I've awakened often in the night, overcome with a burden of intercession. On one of those nights, I began remembering all the words and promises God had given us. I began encouraging my faith by rehearsing them, one after the other. The very next morning, the importance of one of those words was amplified to me. As I was watching the news, the commentator said, this is a very dark time in America's history. Injustice is being championed in our courts. As I watched and agreed with his statement regarding injustice, Holy Spirit reminded me of a prophetic word he had given me. Quote from Holy Spirit. As my ecclesia prays and declares its faith, I will prepare a moment and I will lance the boil of injustice in America. For I am a God of justice. Injustice will not hinder the reaping of my harvest. Their threats will not silence my words. End quote. Could this be that moment, Tim asks. We're living in unprecedented times in America. The words of God have actually been labeled hate speech. I don't pretend to know all God is doing right now, but I do know he will not allow injustice to stop his greatest harvest. I know he is still in charge and watching over his word to perform it. He knows how to overwhelm darkness with his glorious light. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2, New King James says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen on you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Darkness is the Hebrew word koshek or choshek. I think it's koshek. It means misery, destruction, or wickedness. It also means to be abundant with ignorance or falsehood. This certainly describes our present days, our economy, laws, education, justice system, rights, values are being destroyed. These are days of celebrated wickedness and extreme ignorance. Indeed, gross darkness is covering the people. Gross darkness, this verse, he tells us, is the Hebrew word arafel. It means gloom, gloominess, thick, dark clouds, thunder clouds, the kind that spin, producing tornadoes and twisters. Arafel metaphorically refers to people who frown, referencing days of foreboding clouds, putting a frown on people. Who can deny that we are now living in such times? But, he says, never doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. The promise of light is coming. The glory of the Lord will come upon you in times of gross darkness. Stay focused and remember what God has said. He knows how to bring supernatural, transformational reformation. We're being called to stand in these challenging times with a confident faith that rests upon the brilliance and power of God. We are also being called to proclaim God's word, which brings hammering destruction to evil. Jeremiah 23:29, Amplified Translation says, "Is not my word like a fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test? Says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance." Don't you like that? Breaks the rock of most stubborn resistance. We are in a time when the true church, the ecclesia, must stand in the face of darkness and stubborn resistance, declaring the fire-filled words of Almighty God. We're in times when we must swing the sledgehammer of God's word against evil. Trust that his word is going to bust evil to pieces. We're to be a prophetic voice to the nation, just as Jeremiah was. Jeremiah 1:9-10. "I put my words in your mouth," God told him, "and I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant." God has appointed and given us powerful authority. The wording, referencing Jeremiah 1:9-10, gives the picture of one presiding over. Preside means to occupy the place of authority or control. We are called to preside in the name of our King and influence the nations. We are to preside over evil and evil kingdoms by declaring the words of God. Now listen to this strong prophecy. The Lord of hosts decrees, "I have commissioned Michael to release sufficient warriors from his army to assist my ecclesia and unlock America." Stay focused. They will swing the battering rams of heaven, which are energized by your decrees of my word. Stay focused. I will release explosive power against entrenched evil. No longer will its wicked conspiracy be swept under the rug. I'm pulling the corrupt rug off of it. I will expose diabolical plans. They will be seen clearly. I will say to evil, "Your rug will become your burial shroud." I will bury your plans. Your tombstone reads, "Vanquished." My ecclesia and my angel armies will explode on your strongholds and destroy them, sending shockwaves around the earth. I will release sweeping change across the nation. I will break the back of demon princes, they will not stand. I will unravel hell's plans, their cover-up, coup, conspiracy, diabolical dynasty, and fraud. For the Lord of hosts decrees to his uncompromising ecclesia, arise with confidence, for I have portals throughout the land, and what I open, no one can close. I'm opening windows over the earth, and from these portals of glory, you will now experience power flows of my might that overwhelm satanic plans. I am releasing spiritual hurricanes. A rushing, mighty wind is blowing through the land, propelled by Holy Spirit and his angel armies. It will blow away the plan of the forever loser. The plans of darkness will be overthrown. My wind will uproot iniquity and doctrines of demons, and it will blow the lid off of deception. It will expose demonic dictators, blow the lid off Jezebel's government. Stay focused. My angels are riding the winds, pulling the ropes of change. I'm turning the tide for my people, turning the battles, turning the war, turning the fortunes, and overturning injustice. I am overruling Leviathan and the media giants. I am many moves ahead of hell's kingdom. Again, I say, stay focused. And Tim concludes by saying, arise and preside in the name of our King. What a powerful word. Let's pray. Lord, we are determined to stay focused. We declare our confidence in you, and we stand strong upon your promises. We believe you are breaking the hold of evil and darkness in our nation as we release the hammer of your word. We believe your light is rising on earth and your glory on your people. Darkness cannot defeat this light. We refuse to doubt in the dark time what you've shown us in the light. Your victory is certain. Release great revelation to your ecclesia of your established victory and our authority to enforce it. Bring revelation of the dominion you've given us to preside over the darkness, ruling for you. Open the portals you spoke of, portals of glory and might. Release the winds, blow the lid off deception and off Jezebel's government. Release the battering rams, pull the cover off evil plans. We ask all of this in the almighty name of Jesus, amen, and our decree, our formal decree, we declare that the ecclesia will rise and preside in the name of King Jesus. We decree that gross darkness is being broken over our nation, that God's glorious light is rising, and that we will stay focused. Amen. Well, today's powerful post was contributed by my brother, Tim Sheets. You find more about him at timsheets.org. Use the link we've given you. If you're not reading his books and listening to what he has to say, I don't know why. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you do so again tomorrow.